And right now, here on The Local on KUMD, I am joined by Mick Sterling. How's it going, Mick?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing...
There we go. That's better.
Okay, yeah. Doing pretty well here. Doing a kind of chronological move through the Duluth music scene here on The Local today, and now I'm glad to be able to chat with you. So you have a book out, and you will be in Duluth tomorrow at 7 p.m. For those of you who don't know, Mick will be at the West Theater doing a reading. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that book?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. The book is called And Else, A Version of Life According to Mick Sterling. It's published by Beavers Pond Press, and this is a new presentation for me. I'll be reading a few chapters from the book and doing some of my original songs that kind of fit the chapter that I wrote. And it's a free event because you don't walk into a bookstore and pay. But the West Theater for this particular night is going to be a bookstore with one book, my book, and I'll be reading chapters from it and doing songs. And I'm really hoping it's a very unique presentation of a book that people haven't seen. So I love Duluth. I've been there many times and performed there many times. So I'm really looking forward to being back and being in that beautiful theater at the West Theater, which is gorgeous.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous place. I bet that will be a really interesting show. And for the people out there, do they need to register ahead of time?
They can do that. They can go on the website for the West Theater. They can register ahead of time, but I'm sure they can walk up too. And the show starts at 7 o'clock, and like we said, it is free. So it's kind of a nice opportunity to see something. I think it's pretty unique. I haven't seen too many people do something like this, so I'm hoping people like the uniqueness of it.
Yeah. So for the many people who have maybe even seen you at the Bayfront Blues Festival, they know you for your music and some of your charity work. Do you want to tell us all a little bit about how you started writing, not songs, but writing more in a literature sense? When did that kind of begin, and have you always had a passion for that?
Well, this is my second book. I wrote a book in 2006 called The Long Ride Home. This particular book, I'd written a lot of short essays, and people seemed to like them when I would post them. And so I thought it'd be interesting to put a few of those in a new book and write a bunch of new ones. So I went to Beavers Pond Press a few months before COVID, and we really liked the idea. They liked it. And but when COVID hit, I figured, well, this is the time to write the book. So, you know, And Else it's a collection of short essays. Some are, you know, really funny. Some are kind of poignant and tender, and some are, you know, very, very sad. The word And Else was a word that my son Tucker made up as a child. I knew what it meant, but it's really not a word. But I thought it would be kind of a nice description for the book. And Tucker passed away a couple of years ago from Hodgkin's lymphoma at the age of 29. So, you know, there's a chapter in the book about, you know, how we dealt with that as a family and the friends and her sister, Michaela, who really became a champion of everything during that time. So the book is full of a lot of things. It's full of funny things and poignant things and sad things. And I'm hoping that they're unique observations that people wouldn't normally think of. You know, Louis Anderson gave a great review to the book, which was a real blessing. And I think if you're a fan of a Dave Barry or David Sedaris or Mitch Albom, those kind of books, I think you'll find some kinship with And Else with those kind of authors.
Yeah, I've seen that it's been getting some high praise, especially for that kind of juxtaposition of humor and, as you said, poignant sections. Do you want to talk a little bit about, I know the proceeds for the book will actually be going to some charities that you are the founder of and that you work on, and how does that kind of tie in with some of the subject matter that you talked about, your son, Tucker?
The charity that I run is the 30 Days Foundation. That helps people anywhere in the state of Minnesota, and we actually help a lot of people in Duluth, actually. We provide a one-time grant that is made payable only to the service provider that requires payment, not the person requesting the assistance. So if people need help with their energy bill or their school clothes or back rent or car repairs, those kind of things, real basic, very unsexy things that people fall behind on. Those are the kind of things that we do. So since 2011, we've done over 100,000 donations because people have been able to fund us. And even just one donation, even one phone bill for $75 being taken care of is such a huge weight lifted off of people. It does amazing things. So that's the charity. And the program that I started in honor of Tucker is called the Masterpiece Fund. And this helps people that are dealing with cancer to continue what they were doing. If they're going through chemotherapy and then maybe they think they have to stop going to school because they can't afford it, these are the kind of things that we can try and help fund. Because Tucker, when he was going through all of his really hard chemo, he never stopped. He was an amazing singer-songwriter with a band called Dirt Train. If you go on YouTube and see any songs from Dirt Train and see Tucker, the majority of the videos that are on there was when he was in the heat of chemo. He felt awful, but he kept going. It's very inspiring to everybody. So the Masterpiece Fund is a way to honor Tucker and help families that are going through cancer like Tucker did.
Yeah, that's really wonderful to hear. I'm sure for many people that will be a very welcome reprieve as much as it can be from that in order to. Is it mainly focused on the arts or all facets of life for people
it's
who
all
are?
All facets of life. You know, if you want to be a plumber, you want to be a chef, and, you know whatever you're passionate about, then you put on the back shelf because you need to deal with this and you think you can't afford it. You know, you need to keep moving. You need to keep your life full of passion even when you're sick. And that's what Tucker really showed, that displayed that amazingly well. He just kept going, and it was inspiring. And I other people can do it too if they can get a little help.
So if people out there maybe are in a similar situation, for someone listening right now, how can they is there an application process? Do you go online? How can they maybe get involved with those?
If they go to, it's called the, T-H-E, and then the number 30-daysfoundation.org, the 30daysfoundation.org. You just need to email us. There's no application. You don't need to be a certain economic level. You just need to be a resident of Minnesota. Anybody can ask for help. And if we have the funds to help, we'll do what we can. But anybody who is a resident of Minnesota can help. And like I said, we've done a lot of donations up in the Duluth area. I'm really happy to do that.
Yeah, that is just a great thing to hear, and nice to know that we have that in our state. Mm-hmm. If anyone's really wondering about that, we'll make sure to get the URL and all the info
for that
on our post when we put it up. I want to ask you now about, you've been in music for so long, the writing for books is a little newer. You want to talk a little bit about the differences of writing music versus writing a book?
There's a lot of similarities. Everybody writes differently. Some people are just, they need inspiration to start writing. I need structure. Like I need to go, I'm going to finish this thing in 2 months, and then that'll make me write. So I did the same thing that I did with my lyrics for my original songs that I did with the book. I just said, okay, now I have the time to write this book. I'm just going to sit down and write it. And if I have to stare at a blank screen for a while, I just have to believe that something's going to pop in my head. So that's the way I write. But other people write differently. That's the beauty of creating something. Everybody's different.
Yeah, so some similarities in both the different forms of ours. You'll be in Duluth for 2 days, correct?
Yeah. I'm doing the book signing and book show on Thursday, which is free. And then the next night, I produce a lot of shows in the Twin Cities. And one of them is a show called From the King, For the King, The Gospel According to Elvis. And I have this amazing band and singers that we just do that Elvis early gospel stuff, you know, like with the Jordanaires that in the early 60s. And it's an amazing show. You know, there's no jumpsuits or towels, and I'm not imitating Elvis. We're just doing those songs, and they are, it's an incredibly powerful show. Nobody does this show. I've never seen any Elvis imitator or Elvis show do this show, because these songs are just so incredible. They're so good. You know, and I think it's the only Grammy that Elvis ever won was for his gospel album back in those days. So it's a very moving show. I love doing it, and I really am very excited to have Duluth see it, because I think people will love it.
Yeah, that's news to me. I would have guessed more Grammys in there. Kind of interesting to hear.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that surprising?
Yeah, yeah. Very strange. Looking at your website, yeah. That's just one of many kind of tributes,
yeah.
Tribute concerts you've put together. How do you, are you choosing bands that you are mainly, you're a fan of, or that your musicians do a good job playing? How do you kind of come up with all those?
It's all based on what moves me. You know, I only do the shows of artists that completely touched me, molded me as a teenager, you know, that they were really important to me. Van and Elton and Springsteen and Joe Cocker and, you know, all these songs. I won't do a show that of an artist that, you know, could I make money at it? Sure. But I don't care about that artist. You know? They always have great bands, big bands, way too big to make any financial sense to have, you know, sometimes the 15 or 16 piece bands, but that's the way I want to hear them. I want to do a show that if someone's a huge Van Morrison fan, this is the show they would want Van Morrison to do with this band, because I'm a fan, you know, I'm a fan too. So they're really, really fun to do. And I'm really blessed that I get to play with so many incredible musicians in the Twin Cities to do it. And this Elvis show is the same thing. It's just such a good show. I'm so proud of it.
You are a very prolific, both with all of the different music projects and the hosting of these tributes. With COVID, how's it been? Has writing that book, did that occupy you, or have you had just an itch to be performing more?
Well, you know, I've been pretty lucky. I've been able to perform quite a bit through COVID, but it had to be things that I needed to create on my own. Last summer, I created a concert event called the Relief Session Summer Concert Series, and we did an outdoor concert in a parking lot in Burnsville, you know, for only 250 people. It was a drive-in concert style event, and I produced 58 shows, not my bands, some of them were, but you know, we did 58 concerts. We did 12 days in a row during the canceled state fair, 4 shows a day. And then we did 5 Fridays with 2 bands each, and it was incredibly safe. It was all outside. People were very social distance, and the emotion happening between the band performing and the people hearing live music again, people were crying. It was just so powerful what was happening, and it was quite amazing. And there's a couple of venues in town that I'm able to play. So I've been fortunate that to be able to continue to perform as much as, you know, the state and the guidelines will allow us. But a lot of the stuff I've had to make up on my own, which I'm happy to do. And then we're doing the Relief Sessions this year, too. It's going to be stretching out from about 5 months. Still a drive-in concert experience, but we can fit 750 people in a parking lot now, according to the state. So we're really looking forward to it. We got the Suburbs and Curtis A and Flamin' O's and Flip, and I have almost 100 great Minnesota bands that are playing. It's going to be amazing.
I'm really looking forward to those. I'll have to see if I can make it down. I know that I am really itching to get back out. Kind of reliant on very much the weather up here in Duluth.
Yeah.
We've had some good live streaming events as well, but as the weather continues to warm up, I'm really looking forward to getting out, and that sounds like quite the event.
Yeah, if you went to the relief sessions.com now, you'll see the framework of all of the shows, and the tickets will go on sale on Monday at noon on April 12th, and it's going to be an amazing festival. Kind of historical in a lot of ways. These are all really incredible Minnesota bands with all different kinds of genres. I'm very proud of it.
Well, we covered a lot of ground here, and for everyone, there's a lot going on, it seems like, in your life. But one last time, let's get back to, so Mick will be in town tomorrow here in Duluth, coming back full circle behind this and else, the new book that you wrote during the pandemic. And also there's an Elvis Gospel show the following night, this Friday, also at 7 p.m., and also at the West Theater. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Mick.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm really looking forward to seeing people when they come down, and I think they'll see something that hopefully will be something they'll remember with me reading the book out loud and hearing different songs. I think it's a pretty unique setting, so I hope people can make some time.
All right. Well, thanks again. Have a good night.
Thank you, man. You too. Appreciate it.